Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture Football.
And I'm Andrew Ballard from What Culture Football.
And we are here today with your football news. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Football on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily football podcasts. But we start today with some good news. If you are a Liverpool fan, it looks today like it's finally going to be the day of completion for the Thiago transfer from Bayern Munich to Liverpool at a snip. At just £20 million with £5 million more possibly in add-ons. Thiago is going to wear the number 6 jersey. There was a load of speculation as to whether Liverpool was sort of holding off on seeing whether or not Gigi Wijnaldum was going to stay or leave or whatever. In the end, they just went, it's Thiago. He literally helped Bayern win a treble last season. Let's get him in. The sports journalist Fabrizio Romano tweeted as well, Thiago Alcantara has also signed his contract until June 2024 as a new Liverpool player. As promised by Thiago himself to Jurgen Klopp in June, he is coming. Ewan Paterson, the Liverpool fan we have here at What Culture Football, is ecstatic at this transfer, Andrew Pollard. You can see why.
I like that. Like, every office has a token Liverpool fan.
Yes.
Ewan's our one. Yeah. God love him. Yeah, it's a hell of a signing. As somebody that I can take or leave Liverpool at times, just as somebody who grew up in that era where it was just everybody who's chatting about Liverpool all the time, and it's like so it's that part of me is like, oh, this is really disappointing. But the if I take away any sort of bias, like, it is a brilliant signing. To me, he's in the top three central midfielders in the world, I'd say. I'd go with probably Kevin De Bruyne as the best. But then after that, you're looking at Thiago, you're looking at maybe Toni Kroos. It's a brilliant signing. And an initial 20 million with that 5 million add-on, even if it was just overpaying 25 million outright, I think that would still be a bargain. And it's the fact that now we're hearing that they're not going to get rid of any midfielders. That talk of Wijnaldum going to Barcelona seems to have come to an end. I mean, things could change because football. But right now it looks like, reading the between the lines and reading a few things on social media yesterday from a few people in the know, it seems like Jurgen Klopp's had a thought of, well, we were going to try and buy a centre-half as cover, but now what we can do is we'll bring in Thiago anyway in midfield, and if we need cover at the back, we'll play Fabinho at centre-back. So it's a great squad from last season that's been added to by one of the very best midfielders in the world. So, yeah, fair play to Liverpool. That's terrifying midfield they've got now.
I think, and I don't want to get too hyperbolic, although I do every single time you and I do a video, I think this makes the Premier League title a coin flip now. I think this is such a crucial signing for Liverpool. I said it was Man City's to lose. And granted, you know, Liverpool didn't exactly inspire a great deal of confidence at the back with that result against Leeds. But there's the old cliche of, you know, playing poorly and winning ugly, whatever you want to call it. I don't know who wins the title this season now. And it's probably going to be Man United now, I've said that. But for me, it's a coin flip between Liverpool and Man City. What do you reckon?
Oh, I just to really annoy the Liverpool fans that I know, it's still Man City's. It's still Man City's title. But I'm really looking forward to seeing Thiago play. And Liverpool have got that really lovely new kit.
Yeah.
It ticks so many boxes apart from the fact that it's Liverpool. So it's like, oh, it
looks just need,
so
they
good.
Just need, they just need candy across the front and it'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah. It just reminds me of like the schoolyard and just those kits were everywhere, and it's like, oh, come on. It's why I've got just slightly
never been to Anfield or even near Liverpool, and yet you're wearing it. But it's not necessarily just a coin flip between Liverpool and Man City or even Man United. It could, Andrew Pollard, be Tottenham.
I can see where you're going with that, because I know what story we'll talk about next. I'm thinking he cannot use this to segue to Spurs.
Trust me, I've crowbarred worse.
There's big news for Spurs. Just the story that's been rumbling away all week, this Gareth Bale transfer saga, looks like it is a done deal, pretty much. Gareth Bale and Sergio Reguilon are due to fly into London today to seal both of their moves to Spurs, both coming in from Real Madrid, both aboard a private jet, probably. So I'm pitching them right now, just flying over on their own, this big swanky jet, a few cocktails, and just maybe Sergio Reguilon talk about, oh, I remember seeing you at Spurs when you tore Mike on the new arsehole, reminiscing about the good old days. Two great signings, a Gareth Bale one. Apparently Gareth Bale did a medical yesterday in Spain, passed that medical. It's going to be an
initial... Was it on the golf course?
Possibly, yeah. I'd imagine so. It was just, right, you can swing, all right, yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
That'll do. Spurs would probably take that as a medical if it means getting Gareth Bale back. So, it seems like it's going to be an initial season-long loan, which is going to cost Spurs in the region of £20 million in terms of wages, because it's still going to be £250,000 to £300,000 a week that Spurs will be paying out. And also there's some fees involved in that. Gareth Bale, 31, just turned 31 this summer. 4 Champions Leagues to his name, 2 La Ligas, 105 goals, 251 games for Real Madrid. Just what in his final 2 Spurs seasons was 38 goals in 86 games. Yeah, what a player, even now.
Can we just take a second? Congratulations to Spurs, by the way. Great signing. And I think this is, as I said on numerous occasions, the best for everyone involved. Far better than him going to Man United or whatever. Can we just appreciate, we often bemoan transfer windows, or the summer transfer window in particular, of being all mouth and no trousers, basically. We now have, after this summer transfer window, sort of cheating, but I'm going to allow it, Timo Werner, Kai Havertz, Gareth Bale, James Rodriguez, Donny van de Beek, Thiago. The list, I could go on and on and on. This is great. This is for a season, for the worst season ever, i.e. no one can go to any games right now. This is amazing.
Yeah. Alan Hakim Ziyech at Chelsea as well. There's a lot going on there. There's a lot going on. And there's still, that's the thing, is we've still got, what, looking at the calendar now, maybe 3 weeks, I think it's October the 5th, maybe, round about there, that the transfer window closes. And I wouldn't even bet against this Messi story coming back at some point to Manchester City. It's going to be a nuts few weeks. It's been a nuts few months. It's been a nuts year, to be honest, 2020. But yeah, some major, massive signings.
If United can secure Jadon Sancho, I'm going to christen this the greatest transfer window ever. And we're probably going to get a lot of complaints in the comments, but I don't care. But speaking of complaints...
God, you're on it today. You are on it. Yeah, you are on. You can tell it's the weekend's ahead.
Yeah. Barcelona, it's a bloody shambles. We've got another story to tell you about involving a potentially ex-Barcelona player in a second. But before that, let's talk about the president, Josep Bartomeu. Now, it was already generally accepted. He's going to be out the door when the presidential elections roll around in March of next year. But now his tenure could be over even sooner than that. Loads of press organisations are reporting a vote of no confidence being called against him. Basically, a group of members known as the Més que una moció, which is more than a motion. I've read that. I don't speak. But anyway, triggered the vote after collecting over 20,000 signatures needing support. They needed over 16,500 to open the referendum. God, when you thought things couldn't get worse at Barcelona, Andrew.
Yeah, to be honest, I think I'd rather, if I was Bartomeu, I'd rather take the vote of no confidence than those talks of prison time a couple of weeks ago for his role. If Messi left, it was like, you go to prison because it's incompetence. But you just think it's... Yeah, every week there's something with this club right now. And especially for your pal Josep, the president there, where it looks like it is. It's from one week he's maybe going to go to prison if he sells Messi, to another one where there's fans turning up calling for his head outside the closed Camp Nou. Some fans even getting into the stadium to voice their displeasure. And now he's got the vote of no confidence, which, like you said, we already know that he ain't going to see it past March of next year. And he might be out even before that. And this is just... I mean, even yesterday you were reporting that their new manager, Ronald Koeman, may not even be allowed to sit in a dugout for their opening La Liga game because of some dealings still with Kiki Setien, where he's still classed as the manager because they've not agreed a severance package with him. You've got a squad there that most of them, apart from about five players, they know that they're not wanted. You've got Lionel Messi still wanting to leave, but can't. So he's just like, oh, I'm stuck in this unhappy marriage until she carks it, basically. Shambles. But yeah, Barcelona. I'm sticking with that from yesterday.
Yeah.
And I guess that's a nice way to segue to somebody else who is, he's chomping at the bit to leave the Camp Nou. And that is Luis Suarez. Now, I know. He is one of many, many players who've been told that, yes, if you want to go, you can go. He's edging closer to Juventus. This is a deal that's been talked about for a couple of weeks now. But the kind of seems to all hinge on Luis Suarez gaining Italian citizenship. He's kind of put the first step into that process. He flew out to Perugia yesterday on a private jet again, because footballers. It was this weird thing of he trained in the morning with Barcelona, got on a private jet to Perugia, did an exam, Italian B1 assessment, which he passed, which then means he can now apply for a passport to become an Italian citizen. And people are saying, why is this holding up this move? What's this big deal about? Why does he have to be Italian all of a sudden? And the reason for that is it's in Serie A, in Italian football, there's basically a rule in place as of, I think, last season it came in, that each team can only sign one non-EU player per season. You can have as many non-EU players as you want, but you can only sign one new one each season. And I think it would be Arthur that's already taken that spot, who arrived from Barcelona in that deal, which saw Miralem Pjanic go the other way to the Camp Nou. Arthur being Brazilian, and then they've also got Weston McKennie, who's United States international, but I think because he's on loan from Schalke initially, I don't think he counts. Either way, Juve's non-EU spot for this season is already gone, so for Suarez to force this move through, he is going to become Italian. And it looks like it's just the case now. He's put in an application for a passport, he's passed the required tests, and now it's just play the waiting game and see where this goes. I mean, he's 33 years of age, the third all-time top goal scorer in Barcelona's history, with just under 200 goals in 283 games. I mean, Messi gets all the praise, but you've got a striker here who played alongside him. We've got two goals in every three games. It's great stats for him. Juve, though, have got backup in mind in case this deal doesn't go through. And that is Edin Dzeko of Roma and also Chelsea's Olivier Giroud. Yeah, I know. That suave son of a gun.
You can't lose the most gorgeous man in the Premier League.
I know. Even with a beard, he looks good. And this is somebody who looks like a hobo with a beard. that's coming from me. It looks like clearly Juve are looking to bring in a striker. And you look at it and it seems like they're looking to bring in a striker who may not necessarily have to play every single week. Mm. When you're looking at Giroud, you look at Suarez. Dzeko's a strange one because he's been a regular starter and on fire for Roma for the last, three, four, 5 years since he left Man City. But yeah, Luis Suarez looks like he's edging closer to chomping down on that big move to Serie A.
I can't get over this. Nothing against Giroud or Dzeko, but I'd say Suarez is still leagues ahead of them. I'm still baffled as to why Barcelona are so keen to get rid of him, unless he's some sort of bad influence in the changing room. Like you say, his stats speak for themselves. Yeah, all right, maybe when they got battered by Bayern Munich, he wasn't necessarily tracking back. But then again, neither was Lionel Messi, and look what happened with him. And he had some chances in that game. I'm baffled by this. I think it'd be a sensational signing for Juventus. More ammunition to our argument that everyone needs to watch Serie A out this season, because it's going to be absolutely fascinating. And I'm sure everyone has already made the joke, well, surely he's got a little bit of Italian inside of him, although that may be Giorgio Chiellini's shoulder, of course.
Yes, yeah. I think maybe they just want rid of him at Barcelona because after last season, he's left a bad taste in the mouth.
I think we'll leave it there before we get into any more trouble. Let us know your thoughts on that and all today's news stories in the comment section below. Don't forget to like, share and subscribe. And subscribe to What Culture Football on either iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from for daily football podcasts, which you're out and about. You can continue the conversation or just the Luis Suarez memes on Twitter at What Culture FC. Watch there. Follow both of us. You can follow Andrew Pollard at
Cultured Left Peg.
And you can follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture FC, as I said. But this has been today's football news. My thanks to Andrew Pollard. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.